Today's reading is from the book of Revelations. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
The Holy Gospel today comes from Matthew in the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of our Lord this day. Thanks be to God. As we come together this Sunday, we are reminded that we are blessed by yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For some of us, it is not an easy time to remember this, especially when it is All Saints Day, and with the COVID fatigue certainly settling in as we hit the 9-month mark. And none of us thought that this would last this long. We certainly are missing our loved ones today that have gone before us, and we certainly are missing one another, and we certainly miss the way things used to be. Now, Jesus has a lot to say today to us, just like he did to his disciples and those gathered around when Jesus first delivered his Sermon on the Mount. That day, he was addressing his disciples who were in his inner circle. But at the same time, that wider circle of the crowd were also gathered, who were looking on and listening in and heard what he had to say. Now, what was interesting at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew reports that the crowds were astonished at his teachings. And just before the sermon's beginning, Matthew made clear that the crowds were made up not of the elite and well-off, but rather of people who were sick and afflicted together with those who cared for them. And his fame, it spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought more people who were sick, those who were afflicted with various pains and demoniacs and epileptics and paralytics, and Jesus cured them all. Now, I'm sure these people were in tough situations and struggling, trying to figure out what was next, where God was in all this, probably thinking, "Are we really blessed?" This may sound similar to the questions we are probably asking as well today in the midst of this COVID pandemic, and especially this crazy hyped up push to the election coming up on Tuesday, with all the various news stories and comments and political ads out there. So what do we hold on to at this time when the world feels very different around us? When we miss one another, when we miss the way it was, and today when we miss those loved ones who have gone before us, who have impacted our faith lives and our very lives as well. So I believe that we hold on to Martin Luther's description of Christians as simul justus peccator, that we are simultaneously saint and sinner at the same time, which reminds us that we too are saints living in faith now, right where we are, in our homes, in our cars, as you are watching on your TV today or on your phone. Oh, you know, wherever you are, not just a saint after we have died or a sinner, but we are saints not because of what we have done, but because of what God did in Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross and with an empty tomb. And because of what this, we are blessed, while still living our everyday lives and living with our everyday grief and struggles and challenges and changes. The text doesn't say, blessed are those who used to mourn, or those who were poor in spirit, or those who made peace before. Yet, looking around the world then and now, it's easy to conclude that the blessed are the rich, the happy, the strong, the satisfied, the ruthless, the deceptive, the aggressive, the safe, and well-liked. And yet, here is Jesus saying that despite appearances, the truly blessed, if you hear this text today, are actually the poor, the mourning, the gentle, the hungry, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemaking, the persecuted, and the reviled. The blessed are in the midst of serving God now and are deeply in the trenches of daily life, in the challenges. And so we are reminded and we remember today, even when we may feel like we are the sinner, the outcast, the downtrodden, the forgotten, the brokenhearted, oh, all those things sometimes, that we are always saints. Always children of God, never forgotten, loved, claimed, and welcomed. And Jesus even reminds us of that today as he was preaching to the crowds who primarily were made up of the sick and afflicted and those who cared for them. He said to them basically, the world may not look at you as blessed, yet I certainly do. Just like all those nurses and doctors in the hospital are looking at all the folks that are struggling with COVID right now. And Jesus said, but in truth, you are the blessed ones. God's kingdom here and now turns the world upside down. And this world turning rule of this upside downness is at hand. And he said, it's through me, by the way. So even as we are blessed people, we still can struggle with our grief and mourn our loved ones or mourn the loss of the way things were. And Henry Nouwen has some wonderful insight on this for us today. He said, we must grieve our losses. We cannot talk or act them away, but we can shed our tears over them. And that allows ourselves to grieve deeply. To grieve is to allow our losses to tear apart feelings of security and safety and lead us to the path, that painful truth, that path to remind us that of our brokenness, that our grief makes us experience the abyss of our own life in which nothing is settled, nothing is clear or obvious, but everything is constantly shifting and changing. And in the midst of shifting and changing, of all of that, and in the midst of our grief and struggle and this unknown COVID stuff, there is a strange and shocking and yet very surprising voice. It is the voice of the one who says, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. This is the unexpected news, that there is blessing hidden in our grief. There is comfort. That somehow in the midst of our tears, a hidden gift is there. Somehow in the midst of our mourning and our struggle in missing our loved ones, and missing one another, and the reality of COVID cases continuing to go up, as our governor recommends that we go back to our stay safer at home order, somehow the cries that well up from our losses and our struggles, that in those struggles we belong to a greater song of gratitude and comfort. That the kind of gratitude and comfort is connected with us reaching out to God who is with us, who loves us, who has graciously given us blessing upon blessing all over the place. Not just where we want it or where we might conveniently expect it to be. We have to remember that God's blessing isn't a reactive reward for following God's commands, but a proactive, unearned gift of grace and love. And out of this, we experience the promise not to remove our grief, but rather to transform it with God's promise and blessing and comfort to be with us always, even in the toughest times. So in our challenging times now, and especially knowing that we miss those who have gone before us, we miss those who aren't around us, our family, our friends, our LCR community, our coworkers, our neighbors, and so many more. Plus, we miss the way things were. And who knows what the new normal will look like post-COVID. Maybe we can anchor ourselves and one another not only in the calling and knowledge to live according to God's grace and love, but also and even more to allow God's kingdom and promise and comfort to be with us always, to transform our thoughts, our words, our hands, and our feet each and every day, to share that love and blessing and comfort and gratitude and grace to a world and to one another that is so in need. And we do so when we remember that God's blessing came first. And because of that, we were blessed yesterday, today, and into the tomorrows. And that blessings join us to that greater cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, who have faithfully led the way. And in that leading, we experience that we are saved by grace, the grace of God, who showed the way in Jesus. And like someone reminded me this week when I was on the phone with her, what that way looks like is in Romans 12, verse 12 and 13. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Because when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. And always be eager to practice hospitality. So even as we may grieve and mourn today, let's also lift one another up and rejoice in that hope with that great cloud of witnesses. With us now, with you and me, and share it with all those that are in need right now as we transform from COVID to caring by continuing the mission we are all called to at LCR, by loving Jesus and changing lives and reaching out to serve. With blessings and love and comfort and grace, all of that in Jesus' name. Amen.